Blog Talk Radio.
ChristianPsychics.com, and tonight we have a great show. We're going to have a bunch of readings done for everybody that's in the caller queue, and I'm so happy because both of my co-hosts are on tonight, and I'd like to welcome the lovely Ellen. Ellen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jay. Hi.
Hi, and how was your week?
It was great. And Mother's Day was fun, too. So I want to wish all our listeners who are moms a happy, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes. That is definitely for sure. And then we also have my other lovely co-host, Susie B. And Susie B., are you there?
Hello, everyone. It's Susie B. Yes, I'm here. And I hope that everyone out there, mothers, fathers that are mothers sometimes, and grandmothers and all are having a happy Mother's Day, and all those people that are in the mother's role. There's a lot of people that are in a mother's role, and I wish everyone a happy Mother's Day.
My son actually sent me a text message that said, "Happy Mommy's Day, Daddy."
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So,
yeah, that's what I said to my son, too. I said, "Happy Mother's Day, son."
Yeah.
Takes care of three little ones.
Yes. I think when you're married and you have children, that it is a dual role. And, sometimes you do have to be the mother, and sometimes you have to be the father, and sometimes, the mother has to be the father.
That's right. That's the way it goes. I was just talking to Ellen about multitasking.
Definitely. I went out and I got my mother a tomato plant.
That's a perfect gift. It really is. Like I said, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's different. You know, she loves tomatoes, and, you know, she has flowers and everything at her house. So I was like, I bet she hasn't got her tomato plants yet this year. And so I, because I'm also a master gardener, I went and I shopped for a special tomato plant for my mommy. We actually had our little thing yesterday, and I gave her a nice card that I had picked out, and she was very happy.
Aww.
Very good. Now she's going to have awesome salad.
It did have little yellow flowers already on it where, you know, it's going to have some tomatoes, so I did feel like it had, you know, some flowers on it.
Okay. So you're saying there's a good sign there that she is going to have tomatoes.
Oh, definitely. She'll have some tomatoes. The other great thing is I was honored to get another channeling. So I hope to do that sometime during the show tonight if there's time. And if not, then, you know, I'll just have to keep that one to myself. So how was your week, Susie? Did you have a good week?
It was good. It was very busy. But very good. Mom did some fun things this week. And but I am very interested in hearing the channeled message, so I'm hoping that we can make time to fit that in, because last week's message was very, very awesome.
Oh, thank you. And Ellen, so did you have a great Mother's Day?
Yeah, we did. We celebrated mostly yesterday because my husband worked on Sundays. And we went over to my friend's house today, and we had a great time. And, you know, just did a barbecue thing, and we did a good job.
Nice. Did you go for a ride on the Harley?
No.
Well,
I gave up motorcycles 20, you know. My ex did. And
well, okay.
I just don't do motorcycles anymore. People are crazy drivers.
I didn't know. I was sorry. I was just trying to tease you. Okay, let me get started with the show, I guess, is what we need to do, really. Did you have a last thing that you wanted to say, Ellen?
No, I can wait till later.
Okay, I'm sorry that I interrupted you. Let's go to the first caller, because we got a couple callers in the queue that have been holding for a few. And so the first caller tonight is going to be, I need Susie to say our opening prayer.
Absolutely. Okay, very good. Dear Father, Mother, God, who is the source of all love, angels and my love-centered spirit guide friends of only divine, I ask that all of our readings be accurate, truthful, and bring blessings to everyone involved. Please safeguard my readings and all of our readings, and make sure that only God's pure helpers of divine light come through. You are the messengers, I am the voice. Thank you for using me and all of us as a vessel of your love and deliverer of your messages. We love you and thank you, and so it is.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And I love doing things in threes, and that's how my guides do it for me, too. They say yes, 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 or no, no, no. So let's start with our first caller, which is area code 302. 302, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hi, it's Anne Marie.
Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, everybody. I'm calling to give confirmation. The three of you, I think, both said that my daughter would be contacting me before June, and she has done so.
Awesome.
Yay, Anne Marie. I'm very happy for you.
you, Cynthia.
Thank you so much. Alan, are you still hearing drums?
Some, yeah. But I think what's happening is that what's going on is that the great spirits have brought you full circle, and now they're summoning you to just do higher work.
Thank you. Reverend Jay, thank you for praying for me. I did get some news that I have a mass growing behind both of my eyes, and I have a biopsy coming up the first week of June. And I'm thanking God in advance for my healing, and I'm thanking God that all is benign.
Yes. And great. So it is.
I also am getting that, you know, with your daughter calling, that a new seed is planted, is what they're saying. And so, you know, this is a resurgence or a new growth for you.
And when Jay was saying that, I'm getting head-to-toe chills and goosebumps. So I know that's true.
One other thing that they're saying is don't have unnecessary worry about your surgery. Everything's going to go okay or good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Yes. And did you want to say something, Susie? I'm sorry. I don't know if I interrupted her.
No, you didn't. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're just very happy.
So did you have a question for us tonight, Anne-Marie?
Well, just, you know, a little concerned about the biopsy coming up the beginning of June, the first week of June, actually June 5th, I have to have a biopsy on my, I have this lacrimal gland enlargement, a mass where I'm growing behind both of my eyes, larger in the left. And I'm just thanking God in advance. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand this problem's already been solved for me.
Yeah. I am. They said the same thing again, is they're just saying release your fears and so that it doesn't hold you back. So I think what they're saying is, you know, everything's going to be okay, but what you want to do is you want to really own that faith that you're claiming about thanking Jesus. And that means just letting go of the fear and know, really know, it's going to be okay. He loves you. They're saying he loves you. Christ loves you.
Hey, Reverend Jay, do you think we can do a healing prayer for Anne-Marie?
Sure, Ellen, you can lead it, and I'll send some energy her way while you're doing it.
Okay. Lord, we thank you in advance for Anne-Marie's good health. We know that the biopsy is going to be benign, that she'll be strengthened and will grow, and she will be in great health and continue great health in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And I've got confirmation as well that all is going to be going well, and what I'm getting is to replace any feelings of worry with feelings of great positive energy and gratitude.
Okay, I'm done with this. I sent you some healing energy too, Anne-Marie, and I really feel like, you know, Christ is with you, and own that, okay? Just own it.
Okay.
Did you feel any energy? Oops, I'm sorry.
I always, when I talk to you guys, it's amazing. I get the chills as well, head to toe.
Good.
Well, there's one more thing I want to add. I know with the background of a Native American, what I'd like you to do, if you can jump on YouTube or maybe you might have like the Native American healing medicine songs, like a meditation. That would be really great for relaxation and focus too.
Okay. Do you have that? Do you have that website or?
You'll go on YouTube, and
okay.
Put on YouTube YOU, then space TUBE, and when it comes up the little box, put down Native American medicine, and it should pop up. All it have like drums and flutes, and some really great Native American music on there. One of my favorites personally is the ones dealing with the wolves, because I'm a huge
okay.
wolf lover. I love wolves.
Me too.
Which is kind of funny because I'm more of a dog person than I'm a cat person, even though I have three of each in my house. And I'm married
right.
to a man who loves cats. So basically,
okay.
if you told me I had a choice between a cat and a dog, I always take the dog because of my big canine affinity with the wolves. And then my husband,
right.
if you asked him, you have to have a choice. You can either have a cat or a dog. He'd always choose the cats. So...
Ironically, I worked at both a cat hospital and a regular animal hospital.
Oh, that's awesome. Taking care of our familiars and taking care of the spirits, the animal spirits on Earth. That's great.
It was fantastic. It was one of the best jobs I ever had.
Very cool. Anna Marie, Lendell Sargent is a world-famous Indian flutist that if you can check out his work, it's very meditative, and he's absolutely excellent and, you know, one of the best flutists I've ever heard. And it's Lendell
Sargent.
What kind
of flautist?
For flautist.
L is in Larry, E-N, Len.
Pardon?
Is it L as in Larry, E as in Edward, N as in Nancy, or G, L-E-N?
It's Lendell, L-Y-N-D-A-L-L, I think, and it's Sargent, S-A-R-G-E-N-T. And he's Native American. He's from up in the Virginia area, or I'm unsure of the actual tribe that he belongs to, but
sounds like Nanakote.
He's world famous, and he's his music is awe inspiring.
Fantastic. I'm also reading another great book by Neil Donald Walsh called The Only Thing That Matters.
And you know, Neil's been through his own illness. And
well, guess what? He's got a DVD now, a movie.
Yeah, he's absolutely great, and his work is all inspired with God. You know, I mean, his connection with, you know, the divine has brought him full circle.
Unbelievable, but he speaks about gratitude and that, you know, gratitude is an extremely powerful tool that should never be overlooked. Gratitude is not a tool with which to fool the mind. It is a tool with which to open the mind.
Definitely.
It's not merely an emotion, he says. It is a decision. So powerful is this decision that it's become a definition and a declaration. It defines and declares your experience of here and now and hence your reality.
Huh.
Absolutely true. I myself have tell people all the time to be in gratitude because it opens up to true divinity and allows for more goodness to be in your life.
Absolutely. It says, please don't be satisfied with simply knowing about this marvelous transformational tool. Make a commitment to use this tool yourself. You will see how the energy you may be carrying about any unwelcome event, past or present, can be transformed in the blink of an eye. Simply say, thank you, God. The moment any so-called, quote-unquote, negative event occurs today or presents itself in your memory, then decide immediately what you are thanking God for. Say, thank you, God, for giving me this chance, yes, even one more chance, to heal my thought that blank or blank, to change my old story about blank or blank, to release my fears around blank, or however you want to use this reliable repetition of a revolving emotion.
He's absolutely great, Anna Marie, and we thank you for calling, and, you know, you'll be in our prayers, and
thank you for giving
us confirmation that what we told you was right. So
you have
a wonderful night, and we'll be saying prayers for you.
You guys are the bomb diggity.
Okay.
Thank you.
Night-night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
okay.
Honey.
Okay, guys, we started out with a great one. Do you want to go on to the next?
I just love when people call us back and tell us that what we said has come to pass.
Right. And
I was just going to say, it's the angels and divine spirit working through us, and I am very, very honored to be able to do that.
Yes, and if anybody wants a private reading, remember that you can get a private reading from us at the Network of ChristianPsychics.com. As I trip over.
What was that, Reverend Jay?
It was the Network of ChristianPsychics.com, and you know, all of us are on there, and you can get a private reading from us. We're going to go on to the next caller, which is going to be a 717 area code. 717, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hello. This is Roland. I'm Ronnie's brother. We talked a couple weeks ago.
Hey, Roland.
Hey, Roland.
Hi, Roland.
I just got done listening to Anne Marie. I know her, too. But
cool.
We had talked a few weeks ago about direction and stuff, but really right now, my sister, Ronnie, she has some really serious problems in her life, and she's not able to call, and I'm trying to see if I can see, you know, which way she should go with her situation, which I really can't.
Well, Roland, I don't know about Susie and Jay, but sometimes it's very difficult for us to read for somebody else who's not here.
Yeah, but she's not
able
to. And
that's the only...
Yeah,
is she able to email us or something?
Well... At the moment,
she's in the chat room.
Right now, I'm not sure. I just talked to her a little while ago, and she goes, "Can you please call and see what direction I should do?" Because she's really confused right now, and she's just going through a horrible situation.
Right. Let me ask you something. I've got some things that might be, you know, she's learning. She's learning some new experiences and through these experiences. So one thing that I want to ask is for her to focus, because I think what she's doing is she's a little scattered. You know how you were scattered, how you stretch yourself, and because you're doing that, you lose focus of the now. And I think she's... relating things from the past and bringing them into the now and causing them to be in her future. So I think, is she in an abusive situation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Along it's been that way. Plus, you know, like I said, you kind of in the background, we've been going through for the last couple of years with her mother and brother. And she put, you know, we'll put it that way, that her... her situation exploded, and she isn't going to put up with it.
Yeah. I think she needs to...
She can't put up with it.
She needs to seek professional help. She's at a place in her life where... actually, you know, I feel like your mother is going to guide her, or that she's actually being guided into moving into a new and better place. But they're saying a couple of things. They're saying that it looks like she would benefit from going back to school. She needs to seek professional advice. She's in a situation that needs to be ending. And that's what I, and it's going to be very challenging at the beginning, but overall, if she stands and stays in her, in honoring herself, and something that she hasn't done is she hasn't honored herself. She's actually let this transpire in her life and has lived with it. And if she can honor herself, even though the change is going to be hard, the change will make her and bring her a life that she has been waiting for.
Yeah, and I understand. I understand.
That's what I'm getting for her, and I'll pass you on to Susie and see what Susie can get.
Okay.
Well, and first I want to say I'm so sorry for everything that your family's been going through, and apparently your sister's still going through her own stuff. The first message that I got at the same time as Reverend Jay was for her to be moving on, which before I even heard that it was relationship, I was like, oh, okay, then that's what I was getting, was for her to move on from this relationship that she's in. And I know that this type of a situation is not an easy one. There are lots of outlets there as far as her being protected. So that's the top priority. The message I'm getting is top priority to focus, and get out of this situation. She needs to seek shelter.
Yeah. I mean, she did a professional route, and like a lot of people, you know, they just, no one moves real quick with it, but of course this guy's like almost in his deathbed now, and he's got back home from the hospital, and yeah, he's going to drink himself to death, and she can't watch it. So, and everybody just says, what are you doing? And I say, I don't blame you, Ronnie, you've been through enough. So I said, you know, seek shelter, that's what she's doing right now, she won't even go home. But,
yes,
it's hard to say on the radio about stuff like that, but like I said, she's...
No, and sometimes you need, she might be listening and be, she might hear, and yeah. I know that she has fear about money, but don't let the fear of the money trap her. Just let her believe in faith that God will provide for her, and they're saying there's a big, and like Susie said, with the focus, I feel she's very scattered because she's afraid. She's afraid about money. She's afraid what to do. She doesn't, you know, and so that's where that focusing is coming in. And, you know, I hope she's listening, and I just want her to just put what she can't do herself in the hands of God and know that she has family that are watching her now. I mean, I know it's soon, you know, since, mom has passed on, but it doesn't matter. The energy of love is universal, and that will help carry her to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
And this person that she was with, is she married to him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, what he's dealing with now with his health issues and stuff is his own path. She doesn't need to own the path that is his. She needs to release from his path because that is part of her lessons to learn. Do you understand that?
Yeah. I mean, she did everything she could to help him, and he's just, you know, recently he just, like I said, you know, he's hitting it pretty hard. Everybody else's thumbs their head and say, oh, no big deal. Hey, well, it's going to get you one day, all that stuff.
Yes, it's actually her lesson to learn to get out of this situation and stand firm in that this is not her life's path. This is not what she chooses for herself. This is not for her higher good.
Mm-hmm.
So she needs to change it.
Right.
Said, there's a lot of avenues that will be able to help her to do this. She just needs to stand strong and firm in that she is better than this. She's going to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, well, I hope that helped, Roland. And so do you have another question?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know. No, you told me to report back to you after a couple of weeks because we were looking for direction with what I was into with all that stuff. And, you know, I'm just, take it one day at a time. And, you know, I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some,
feel free to touch base with us. And we thank you for calling.
Yes.
And I hope that this helped, Ronnie.
Please let us know how she's doing.
Yeah.
We'll
okay.
I would like to hear good positive progress for her.
Okay.
We'll put her on the prayer list too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Yeah. Bye bye.
Right. Bye.
Okay. It's always hard when you get calls that are. When there's, dysfunction that you have to try to deal with. But we'll honor her in prayer, and hopefully that will work. I think we lost Ellen, but I'm going to try to get her back right now. I think this is her.
Okay. The thing that we have to remember is... The thing that we have to remember is that we all have choices. We can choose to live in the situation that we're in, or we can choose to get out and better ourselves from that and learn from it. Learn from, learn how to set boundaries. Learn that this is not for my highest and best interest. We don't have to follow somebody else's path. We have to follow our own path.
Yep. And we have to learn from those experiences. Are you guys ready to go on to the next caller?
Yeah, I just want to explain what happened. I had my phone down and my cat laid on it. And next thing I knew, I heard a dial tone, all 25 pounds of him.
I'm telling you, my dog does that to me all the time. If I'm trying to find something, I need to check where he's laying because he'll lay on it.
One day I pulled out a cell phone. My cell phone was ringing. I couldn't find it. I couldn't find the remote or some of my jewelry making kit. I just reached under the cat, and there it was. There's my remote. My cell phone was ringing. I found my pliers, my crimp earring, my beads, all under the cat.
I believe it.
So
know
what we do is we can't find something. The first thing we do is reach under the cat, and there it is.
Okay, we got another caller. And I just want everybody to know that's in the queue that we will get to you. We're going to go caller to caller, so it's all readings tonight. Our next caller is going to be 229. 229, you're in the queue. Who's calling, please?
All right, thanks for taking my call. My name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Hi, how are you all tonight?
Good.
We're good. How are you doing, Melvin? Do you have a question for us?
Well, I have several questions, but I just get a reading on me. I need some breakthroughs in my life in all areas, so I don't know what to ask, really.
Okay, well, I guess we could start with Ellen. Okay, Ellen.
Give me a second here. I'm trying to focus. I got something when you were talking. It's just, just wondering how much of this is you're putting up resistance in a indirect way, because I just don't think that, I think that you're dwelling too much on the past instead of building a future. And that's what's kind of, you're stagnating yourself. And what's happening is that, and I'm not saying you're doing this on purpose. It's more like, well, this happened to me last time I tried this, so I'm not doing that again. And there's nothing wrong with that, but you're not finding new avenues. And right now, because of that, I think that you just put yourself in a box. So what I'm wondering is what, you know, what do you really want to focus on first?
Well, I just want to focus on me getting back into school and graduating this year. That's my main goal right now. Just to definitely I have 8 classes remaining, but what's stressing me out, and I think you picked it up when I tried, you know, getting grants and scholarships, trying to finish up these 8 classes, which I should have done 3 years ago, but I ran out of funds, ran out of tuition, and I like owed the college like $1,600 and some dollars. And they won't let me register until I pay all of it or either half of it.
And do you have to go to that school?
No, I do not. I do not have to go to that school.
$1,600 is nothing. Really. I mean, nothing. I don't have $1,600, but I'm just saying is it a major university?
Yes, it is. I just owe them that in the business office. They have grants available and scholarships available, and I pulled up nine of them.
Well, are they all through that college? Because there are lots of other scholarships out there. Go beyond the college. That's probably what I'm picking up about being caught in a box. If I don't know where you're going to school, but they have a lot of things. Like they have different colleges from religious groups, scholarships and grants. If you're a certain ethnicity, they have college grants. So it's not just that school. It could be from anywhere in the private sector. If you're going into a business degree, they have businesses that offer scholarships and grants. If you're a certain religion, I don't know what it is, but they have all kinds of scholarships. I would look outside the box, and I think that's what your breakthrough is. You're looking through the university only, and there's tons of things outside the university.
Yeah, I have looked outside and pulled up some things from outside the university. I applied, but I never hear from them. And my degree is in education, middle grade education, and that's where I'm short at right there. But
I don't understand that. With education, they're screaming and crying for teachers. In Florida, where I live, if you, I don't know if they still have this program, though, but I was told if you're a teacher and you have all these loans, if you teach in Florida for a number of years, your loans are forgiven.
Right.
So there has to be something. Can I ask what state you're in?
I'm in Georgia, actually.
I'm kind of surprised.
It'll apply to Georgia residents as well.
Right.
I think what's going on is that they won't let you register at the school until you pay the back amount owed, right?
Right. That's it. Yes.
That's why you're not qualifying. But what I do see is you coming up with some money to at least the half part of it.
Right.
So what I'm getting is you're being a little bit too frivolous with your money, and I don't know, you know, what you're spending your money on, but what you need to do is just apply a small amount consistently all the time. And that, you know, the amount that you have to pay, the minimum amount, will come to fruition this year is what I'm getting. Will you graduate this year? I'm not getting that. So I wish I could say, yeah, it's happening all this year, but you really do have to come up with the money before they're going to let you do other financial aid so that you can get through the final, you know, portion of your education. So I'm going to pass you now on to Susie B. Susie
okay.
B., are you there?
Yes, I am. What the message that I have for you, Melvin, is the first mm-hmm. message I got was that things, this is the end of a difficult situation, which, you know, I see things improving for you as far as your finances and going back to school. Are you also having problems? Is another problem area in your life work related?
Yes, ma'am. I recently, last month, I applied for a coaching assistant job at the high school here in Georgia where I used to work at. And the head coach told me that, you know, he hired me, but he's trying to get the Board of Education to come up with a supplement to pay me for coaching. But they already started their 10-day spring practice, but I haven't heard from the coach just yet. I've been by his office. I called him. I've been active on the situation, letting him know that I'm still interested in the position that he promised to give me.
Mm-hmm. I feel
I also like work at a hospital at night here in Georgia. It's a mental hospital. I think I talked to you about it. And I work hard, and I deserve a raise. And I applied for a lead position, but they gave it to someone else. So, and I just wish, you know, some of these things could be, you know, that's why I said I need, you know, some financial breakthrough. Where I can move on forward to graduate, because I definitely want to coach football. That's my love. That's my passion. And that's where I believe that I can connect with young kids.
Well,
right.
We thank you very much for calling in, Melvin. I hope we helped you a little bit. We have a lot of callers in the queue, so I want to move on.
Want to say something?
Absolutely. Well, all I did want to say is I do feel that you're going to have, I'm getting the message of inflow of abundance. So I see that what I feel is that there's something holding up that money that you're supposed to be getting for the coaching job, but I feel that that's going to come through still for you.
And okay. I think we told you that before. I feel the same thing. I feel like you're going to be coming into some abundance. So
okay.
I hope that we helped you, and you really are going to have to pay that at least that half portion before you can get back in school. So,
okay.
You know, just make sure that you apply some money. Any last words, Ellen?
No, you pretty much covered it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Melvin. And,
okay, thank you. All right. Thank all of you. God bless. Thank you.
Okay. Bless you, Melvin.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So are you guys ready to go right on to our next caller?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I just have one thing. If you're in the caller queue and you want to have a reading, you have to press 1. And so we're going to go on to 313. Oops. I'm sorry. We're going to do 818 because 313 jumped and 818 got hit. So 818, you're on the air. All right, who's calling, please? Hello? 818, you're on the air live. They're not responding. I'm going to go to 313, which is what I meant to press to begin with. 313, you're on the air. Who's calling, please?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Where are you calling?
Hi. This is Debbie. I'm calling from Detroit.
Hi, Debbie. How are you tonight?
Okay. I was calling for a reading in regards to relationships. I was wondering, was there anything positive coming up for me?
Okay. I'm getting that you should start with Susie B., and she's going to tell you some good news, I think.
Okay. Debbie, are you now in a relationship?
No.
Okay.
No, I have my eye on somebody, but I don't know if he's interested in me.
Okay. Well, I was getting a yes.
Oh, okay.
I was getting a yes, and I think that you really need to let this person know in some way that you are interested in getting to know. Yes.
Oh, I was kind of scared.
No, you need to kind of make them know that you're interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was really good, Susie B. That's what I got too. They're saying don't underestimate yourself. You're a good catch.
Oh, okay. I was kind of underestimating, thinking, well, he probably won't like me.
Well, you don't know that, and there's a way of asking, and there's a way of asking. I mean, do you guys go to the same church? Is that what I'm hearing? Or same kind of group meeting?
No, we've just been knowing each other, like, since elementary school all the way through high school, and now we're in our 40s. So same neighborhood, you know, we grew up the same area.
You can always ask him out for some hot chocolate or coffee. I mean, I'm not a coffee drinker, so. Just to go out for something simple. I mean, you don't have to say, you know, let's go out for dinner, but maybe met at a certain time, because that's what I was getting, that there is somebody in there. And then, of course, when Jay and Susie started talking, I started getting my chills again. And I know, right? So,
right.
I'm used to hot flashes, so chills are good for me. But I was getting these affirmations, and I just think that there's, you know, you're thinking that you have to be aggressive, and you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You can just be like, hey.
No, that's absolutely not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. You can just be like, hey, let's go out to wherever you live. I don't know if you have Panera, Starbucks, whatever. Let's go, you know, get some coffee or some Danish or whatever, and just maybe make a weekly ritual of it at first, or just draw a monthly ritual, then work up into a bi-monthly, then a weekly ritual.
Okay.
And then little by little, he might say, hey, let's go to the movies, or hey, let's do this, and let it grow.
Okay.
I don't think he's disinterested. Do you guys think that? I think I think with the right circumstance, he would be interested.
Okay.
Debbie, I'm getting that you're not having any fun, though, and that is what's going to make the difference in the relationship, is your ability to be fun. Is that true?
Yeah, I haven't been having any fun lately at all.
Right. And you need to be. You're a good catch, is what they're saying. And they're saying, though, that you need to be fun. And so that means stop underestimating that you can carry on fun conversation, that you can be desirable and thrilling and vivacious and all those things that, you know, attract us men. And I think Ellen's totally right on the go ahead and be as forward as asking him out for coffee or do something that's semi-entertaining.
Okay.
You know, and don't forget to... continue, Jay. Forgive me. Just let me know when you're done. Sorry.
No, go ahead, Ellen.
I got excited again. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
But I just want you to know that just because a woman asks out a guy... That doesn't mean you're some kind of skank, all right? I think you have that little mind thinking that women shouldn't be assertive.
Right.
There's assertive, there's aggressive, there's ladylike, and then there's not ladylike. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I was going to say something else, but you and I got it, right?
Right.
I forget sometimes we're on the radio, so.
Exactly.
So just remember, just because you ask a guy out for coffee and you let them know, because some guys... Let's face it, no offense, Reverend Jay. They're obtuse. they don't know if somebody likes them, not likes them, unless something hits them on the head. And even then they're wondering, what hit me on the head? So
right.
Just kind of be, you know, moving in the right direction
sometimes.
Without being...
Okay.
Sorry, Reverend Jay, I'm a man bashing here, but
right,
you know what I'm talking about, you men. Honey, take out the garbage. What garbage? The garbage you just tripped over three times on the way in the house?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just takes some batting of eyelashes, and we're all interested. So,
of course, hitting him on the side of the head with a frying pan. You know what I'm saying, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you guys had a positive word, because I was even scared to even ask. I was like, well, let me ask about something else. But, you know, like you said, you need to have more fun and just get out there.
You're going to have to call us back and let us know. Any final words, Susie?
Did we lose Susie?
No,
I'm here.
Any final words?
Nope.
Okay. Looks like you're going to have some fun, Debbie, and you'll have to let us know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. You guys have a good night.
Yeah,
you too.
Bye-bye. Okay, that was fun.
Jay.
Gosh, I'm glad I wasn't your man. And
well, you know, I'm like telling my husband, sweetheart, can you clean the bathroom? Why? Well, what do you think? Why? I just cleaned it last week. Oh, lo and behold, we used it. Let's clean it again just for fun. Seriously.
Okay. The next caller, we tried, but, you know, it was by mistake. So I'm going to try it again before I move on, because they were actually next in line, and it's going to be...
Hello.
818, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Dani Marie. How are you guys?
Hey, good, Dani. How are you?
Dani Marie. Or, yeah, Dani, like Danish.
Okay, Dani.
Yeah. Oh, forgive me. Sorry.
Okay.
That's a Janie.
Do you have a question for us, Dani?
Well, yes, I would like to get a reading if I could, or to see if there are any messages from my angels or my guides, perhaps for me today. Today's Mother's Day. I'm so excited. I'm a mommy of five, and I have a granddaughter as well who's almost 8 months old.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I have a feeling, I don't know, are you expecting another grandchild? Because
not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, I'm getting that there's going to be a celebration, and I think it's going to be a birth announcement. Yes. And the other thing that I'm getting, with just like the previous caller, is you need to have more fun too. And they want you to be happy about, you know, this new birth, and to take a really joyful approach about it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to pass you on to Ellen and see what she has to say.
Okay. Thank you, Reverend Jay.
Well, you know, it's funny. When Jay was talking, I'm hearing some of that, but the biggest message I got from the angels was joy. Like, joyful. And they're so busy singing, I just don't know if it's you to be more joyful, or you're getting some more joyful news, or to move along more of a joyful path. I mean, maybe that's like what Jay said about having more fun.
Because
you seem like you're fun-loving. You just don't have any fun. You know?
Yes.
You remind me of the kid who liked to go splashing around in the mud puddle. You know, so,
yeah.
I mean... You can do that now. You have an excuse. You have a granddaughter. You can go doing that. But I'm just saying that you just have to a little bit more about you. You give a lot to your children and your grandchild, and who wouldn't, and that's awesome. But you get lost in the mix, you know, and sometimes you just need to say, you know what, I need to go get my pedicure, my manicure, and maybe a massage while I'm at it. Or just take off and go see a movie that you want to see that nobody else wants to. You just really need to just get out a little bit more for yourself. You're just a little, how do I put it, spent, but not in a bad way. I mean, you're kind of overdrawn, but not totally drained. But that's what we do as mothers, and that's cool. It's just that you got to kind of recharge your batteries a little bit. And I think that's the biggest thing I'm getting is that recharge the batteries, and I keep on getting the message of joy.
Okay.
Literally, just like that.
Yeah.
Joy.
Well, thank you, Ellen. That was really nice. And now I'm going to pass you on to Susie B.
Thank you. Okay. With the message that I first got was that you're overwhelmed with work right now. Is that what's going on?
Well, I don't currently have a job. I'm disabled, fully disabled. Well, permanently as of right now, but I am doing a lot of spiritual stuff. I'm trying to teach myself how to heal, working with herbs and working with crystals, learning healing modalities, and my garden. So I've been doing that quite a bit, and I would like to find a way. I could be. Because I'm trying to find a way to heal myself and to also figure out a way of some sort to gain financial independence for myself.
I actually see that one of the messages that I'm getting is abundance and that things are looking very good for you all over. That things are looking up and it's the end of a difficult situation. I believe that that's financial related.
Okay.
And the other message I'm getting is that it's okay for you to accept help from others.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't like to, you know, to accept help from others, and we're kind of stubborn and want to do things ourselves. But but don't be afraid to accept the help from others, no matter what it is, whether it's small financial help or to a little take out your garbage kind of thing.
Okay.
Got it. That was really nice, and you're going to have to let me know if there's a baby announcement.
Yes, I will, because it's not the first time I've heard that.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, was the last one a boy or no? Your grandson?
A girl.
Girl.
She's a girl. Her name is Mia Marie.
Aww.
I feel like there's a boy coming in. That's what I just got. You know, so that's why I wondered if I was getting another child. So it's going to be a new baby in the family, and I'm pretty sure it's going to end up being a boy. Go ahead.
I have one more thing to say. When you mentioned garden, I got really excited. The angels got really excited because I love gardens personally, and a garden is very, very healing. I happen to be very partial to roses myself. But one thing you can do that helps, I don't know if you really like this, but there's this wind chimes, metal wind chimes.
Oh, I have some.
And sometimes there's this one thing, it's like almost like a bell, and you just kind of pull the clapper and it just rings, almost like a singing bowl. Those are very good for meditating. You ever see those? I think they're Tibetan.
I have tinkle bells.
Yeah.
I have
use the bells. And also, try to meditate when weather permits in your garden.
Okay.
I just planted some roses today, and I usually wear gloves. But personally, I love the dirt so much. I just like to feel it and get all up in
right.
there. And they said, I can't find this quote, but I read somewhere that a garden is a piece of heaven on earth.
Yes.
And
yes.
that's how I feel about my garden. And I think that's going to be really great with assisting with your healing and your meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And things will come
okay.
to you more once you get that focus, especially hanging out when you're the wind chimes, because when they
uh-huh.
blow, they tinkle. And it really gives a great healing and meditative vibe.
Okay.
And Dana Marie, when you are in your garden, you know, take your hands and put them right directly into the soil and send energy right to the crystalline core of the earth, to Gaia, and then bring her energy up through your hands and into your body and ask for your healing and that your health issues be transmuted by her energy, and that will bring some energy into your body that will be more vibrant. One thing with chronic illness, and you said you had a long-term condition,
yes.
is that there will be times when you have good pain and bad pain, and you'll come to recognize the difference, and some pain you will actually come to enjoy. And it will be because of what you do that honors you and gives you value.
Okay?
So I be open to that. And please let us know. And thank you so much for calling. And feel free
thank
to call
you.
Next week.
I sure will. I sure
okay.
will. Thank you so much. Namaste to
yeah.
all of you.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like you're right, Elena, right on with that garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I really got this boy energy, so.
yeah. Oh,
I don't
Jay,
know.
Do you remember a few months ago you promised to send me the link for the free roses?
You
never sent me the link for the free roses, just saying.
Oh, I actually don't have the link. I think mm-hmm. you can go to Jackson and Perkins and just see and qualify. I think you have to fill out a form for be a rose tester.
Okay, I'll do that. Jackson and what?
Jackson and Perkins. They're
Perkins.
Yeah, they're like a number one rose cultivating growers.
But you know, gardens are so important. They really connect us with the earth. And you know, I could just spend hours in Home Depot's garden section. I mean, I would love to work there, but, you know, retail. But,
right.
yeah, I just
well,
love it in gardens and stuff. It's just awesome. I could walk there for hours.
Home Depot and Lowe's in their gardening section pay quite well for, you know, that kind of work. It's more than they pay, like, the cashiers and stuff. But let's go on to the next caller, okay? Is everybody ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I just want everybody to know that's in the queue that we are going to get to you tonight. We have another full hour to go, so please hang on. And if you're in the queue and you have a question and you haven't pressed 1 or you need to press 1, if you're just holding on, you don't need to press the 1. So let's go to 5. Oh, man, it jumped again. To 571. 571, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Hi.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Who's this and where are you calling from?
My name is Dee and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Ooh,
okay.
D.C.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
How's the weather there?
Well, I like the cold, so it is really nice. It's probably around 55, 56. Yeah, it's really nice. I don't like
yes.
when it's hot and sticky and muggy and, yeah.
If I was there, I'd be freezing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I love that hot weather of Florida.
Oh, my goodness, no.
Do you have a question for us tonight, Dee?
I sure do. I got laid off, and I'm calling to find out what you guys are picking up. What exactly are you saying?
Hmm.
I immediately got a promising business adventure or venture.
Yeah,
are you self-employable? Do you do self-employment?
No, no. I was working for a big corporation.
Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but I don't know exactly. You know, I'm like that last caller. I'm doing a lot of spiritual stuff, so I don't know if I'm there yet that I want to pursue my own business doing that. I think I have a little bit more work to do.
Well, it may not be that, but the first thing I got when you finished your sentence was home-based. That's the first thing I got, and I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Home-based, I worked from home before I got laid off, well, with the same company because I've been with them for a while, for 3 years. So I don't know, maybe is that what you're picking up on?
It could be, but I just feel like you're going to find something to do in the home, like some kind of either something similar for another company. But do I see you – I don't see you leaving the house to go to work.
Hmm.
So it has to be some other job you can do from your home. Because
so
I'm
working from home. So it's
yeah,
problem.
But
another
I think it's
going to
be
home.
What Jay said, something that you want to do.
Okay.
And you may have a little bit of work, but I got to let you in on a secret. Don't tell anyone. We
okay.
all have work to do. I mean, even me, Jay, Susie, we're always growing. We're always learning. You know, we're always, and every time I get on the show, just hanging out with, you know, our callers and Jay and Susie, I bump up a little bit every time. Always a new awareness. So just because you still have room to grow, we all do. I don't know anybody who doesn't.
Yeah, Dee, it's a lifelong process. You never stop growing. I take classes all the time. Believe it or not, there's so much out there that you probably haven't even heard that, you know, there's the lower 48 dimensions of the old galaxy, and then there's 72 dimensions of reality beyond that. So when you really get into spirituality, it's so vast because, you know, the level of life is eternity, and that means the extension is beyond our comprehension.
Right.
So don't feel – the other thing is I actually have Uriel here, and she says she's your guardian angel. And I don't like to give people their guardian angel names, but Uriel is here, and she's saying she's your guardian angel. So I feel like I have to tell you, because one other thing that you'll realize is that when they tell you stuff and you don't tell what they're telling you, it's not that they just keep at you. So I heard – you know, Uriel telling me, tell, and I hear things in three, so I've already been told like 12 times to tell you that she's here, and I guess that's who you need to be calling.
Okay.
I really feel like it's time to make some commitments in your choice on doing this work. I'm going to pass you on to Susie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Dee, I've got an exciting new opportunity coming your way that has to do with employment.
Okay.
It's going to definitely change your life for the better in a very positive direction. Now, I'm not getting the in the home thing right at this time.
Okay.
What I'm getting is I'm actually getting that in the process of your learning, you're going to take a stepping stone to that place of your own self-employment. And what you need to do is connect with someone that's going to get you there.
I'm doing that. I belong to quite a few groups and meet up, and we meet on a regular basis. So I am working on that.
Okay, see, that's what I'm seeing for you. And I'm also seeing that somebody somewhere along the lines in front of you has a business like I see crystals, selling crystals and sage bunches and books on crystals and healing and all of that type of a thing, and maybe even offers healing. And this is where I feel like you need to connect to get yourself started and use this as an example, as your stepping stone.
Okay.
Does that make sense for you?
Right. So is that the job that you're seeing, or you're just seeing that me?
No, I see you getting a job doing something like that in order to work toward the goal towards your own business.
Okay,
of
got
that,
you. Right.
Of
got
that
you.
Nature.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm feeling like that in your circles, you're going to be able to connect with someone that's going to help you to do this, and it's going to be a female.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I wish you a lot of luck, because I feel like it's going to be very exciting for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate
it. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dee, and we're really glad you called in, and you're going to have to let us know how it transpires. The final thing that I have to say is that they're saying happy outcomes. So, you know, happy, you know, they say things in three to me, so it was happy, happy, happy outcomes. So,
okay.
any last words, Ellen?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Any last words?
No, I just want you to keep on the happy, happy outcome path.
Yeah.
Well, I feel that way.
Yeah,
I really do. I do. I feel that way.
Good.
Well, like I said, like Jay said, see, just remember, like, everybody needs work. And just don't think that just because you don't know everything, nobody does. Except for me. So, you know.
Well, guess what? I will call you when I have questions and I'm stuck. How about that?
Anytime.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Good time. Bye-bye. Thanks.
And just like what Dee said, we can always be reached for private readings or mentoring at the network of ChristianPsychics.com. You know, we are available Monday, you know, through the week, Monday through Saturdays. So please, if you want a private reading, give us a call, especially if you resonate with us. Are you guys ready to go on to the next caller?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Great. The next caller is going to be 805. 805, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from California.
Oh, and is it nice and warm there?
It's kind of too warm. It's like in the 80s.
Yeah.
No. For us, it's kind of warm. Yeah, we're not used to that warm. It's more like usually in the 70s, you know. But it's nice. I'm enjoying it.
It's funny how the weather's different all over. I heard that in New York it was really cold, and now Dee there was, she just told us that it was cool there. Do you have a question?
I want to know if abundance would be coming in for me, and if you saw me meeting a guy, you know, being in a love relationship.
Okay. I'm getting the inclination that we should go to Reverend Susie B. Are you there, Susie?
I knew that.
Hi.
You know why? You're psychic.
Boy, we're really funny tonight.
I'm actually getting that. Yes, I can feel the energy of a new relationship for you. Absolutely, I could feel that. And I'm going to ask the angels now, when this relationship is going to be coming about for you. And I am getting a definite in August.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's exciting, huh?
Yeah,
yes,
to lose a couple pounds. It'd be time to lose a couple pounds.
Listen, no, it's actually, you know what? You do it for yourself. You do it for your health.
Oh, I agree.
And,
I agree.
Because somebody's got to love you exactly where you are, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that's definitely where it's at. And I feel like that there you are going to have lots of positive changes. I see Archangel Michael's coming in to say that, and I do feel that this relationship is going to take you to move forward in a very positive direction.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's good, because I'm on disability and I'm not doing too much, and my days get a little boring, and I kind of like to, I win things, like in a raffles, and I've won trips, and I've won a car, and big TV,
yeah.
And so I depend on winning things.
Oh, my God. Let us in on the secrets. I can't even, oh, my goodness. I tried winning the Powerball down here, and it didn't work out
yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Wait. Is your Powerball $1 or $2?
$2.
Oh, here too. I thought it was maybe just in California.
No, it's in $2.
Yeah, it's pretty big right now.
I know.
Yeah.
I was going to tell my boss he weren't coming in on Monday, but then I told her we had to come in on Monday.
Well, that's always the next one.
have you gone to meetups, Donna?
I have.
Yeah, keep going. Because there's
okay.
A lot of things you can do, a lot of people you're going to meet. And I'm kind of guessing my inclination, I agree with Susie on the time frame, it's going to be a friend of a friend.
Oh.
But I just want you to know something. When you first started talking, we asked a question, I got this message, the floor dropped out. And I'm like, what was that? And I just want you to know, just because you had that feeling with some other past relationships doesn't mean all your relations are going to be. So don't sit there and wait for the, you know, the bomb to hit or whatever. You know, it's two people in a relationship, but all can't be you.
Right.
Because if it was all you, you wouldn't need a relationship.
Yeah.
And I think that might be stopping you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, a little insecure, and I haven't been in a relationship in 6 years. I've just kind of stayed to myself, and I've gone, you know, did some traveling and just, you know, reading and on the computer. I'm 59, so, you know, but, yeah, my last one was difficult. Yeah, it was difficult with drinking, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm just so happy to be by myself again. So,
and that's fine, but now you're ready to heal and accept somebody else. And
I
take
am.
Your time with it. But don't sit there and think, oh, well, I just met this guy. I know he's going to leave me. I know he's going to. No, you don't know.
Yeah.
But if you do see signs that you're not comfortable with, you have every right to address them. And if it's not moving to your satisfaction, you have every right to go, bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Wow, that was really great, Ellen. Donna, I want to just say a couple of things that I'm getting that you're feeling a false sense of entrapment, like you're not capable of moving forward, but you are moving forward, believe it or not. So stop the negative or the fear-based thinking. You're having some really negative thoughts. Is that true?
Yeah, I have them now and then. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You need to let that go because I think that's what they're saying to me is just remember something that God made each one of us. There's 7 billion people and not one of us are the same. So you know what that makes you? Perfect the way you are. because there's only one you. If he made us all the same and then you were different, then you could say, oh, well, I'm not perfect. But since there's nothing but one of you, you must be made right. You know what I mean?
Yes. I don't compare myself to other people. That's one thing I don't do. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I won't say, like, oh, she's prettier, she's thinner. I've never done that. You know,
No,
yeah, and I have a very strong faith in God, very strong faith in God, and that's what gives me my peace. And I have feelings of sacredness sometimes and holiness, and I mean, it's just wonderful the connection that I get. You know?
I wasn't thinking that you were comparing people. What I was thinking is when you're not true and honor yourself as perfect, then that's when you're not understanding how perfect you are, because only one you, you know, and so that's the negative that I was thinking. Is
I'm hard on myself,
yeah,
I mean, I'm hard on myself,
please let it go. Let it go and know that you're perfect. And as you realize that and love yourself more and just stop, you know, there's no sense. There's no race. You know, you're not in a race. Like you said, you don't need to compare yourself to other people. You're perfect the way you are. And, you know, move forward. And that's the thought. We're here to experience life to its fullest. So if things, and I mean, look, you're very lucky. You already said that. So, you know. It's allowing yourself in all areas, emotional and, you know, spiritual and physical, to be, you know, perfect or, and, you know, as good as you are.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, thank you.
I hope it helps you. And, you know, please feel free to let us know, you know, if you meet somebody, and we thank you for calling. And if you have more questions, you can call in next week. And we thank you for being part of the show.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a very nice evening. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Bye.
I forgot to ask you guys if you had any last comments. Any last comments, Ellen?
No, we're good.
Okay, how about you, Susie? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, so let's go on to the next caller, who is, it's going to be a 323 area code. 323, you're on the air.
Oh.
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Kahira. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
And did you say your name's Tia?
Kahira.
Kahira. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
And did you have a question for us, Kahira?
Yeah, I do have a question. I'm looking for a new job, but I've interviewed for one specifically, and I want to know what you all see happening in terms of either that job or another job in the near future.
Okay. My guides are sending me right to Ellen.
I think it's going to be a different job. Not the one you interviewed for. I just got the one that I think that the people that you interviewed for, I don't think you're going to be happy there.
Okay.
It's just a whole different thing. I know you need to work, and I get that. But I just think that, I guess they call it the culture. It's just really, there's nothing wrong with being strict, but they're bordering on restrictive, where you can barely breeze to get your job done.
Micromanaging?
It's what? I'm sorry?
I said micromanaging?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That was my first impression.
Well, that was great, Ellen. Can you just tell me, Kahira, how many jobs you actually applied for?
Well, I'm working now, but there's just one specifically that I have in mind now. I've applied for others, but I'm not thinking of them at this point.
Okay. I'm going to send you over to Susie.
Okay. I actually feel like you're going to be getting something in the month of June, something new. And I'm getting the number 3. Feel like that it's going to be the third job that you apply for. I believe that that's going to be the one.
Susie, I got the same thing with 3. That's why I asked her how many jobs she applied for, because I was like, well, I couldn't figure out what the 3 was. So I think Susie's right on there where she said it's going to be the third job, because that's what came to me. But then I was thinking, you know, I was questioning it. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Susie. Go ahead.
It's okay. I feel like that third job is going to be the one that's going to be for your highest and best interest at this point.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah. And I actually feel like it could be, if you started, you could actually find that job at the end of May and it be into it by June.
Okay,
I think you need to put out a couple more applications is what it sounds like.
Okay,
so think what you really want and send, you know, where you really want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Send applications to them or resumes or, you know, because it's, I got the same thing. It's a number 3, you know, it's the third one. So I was hoping you were going to say, well, I applied for 3 jobs, and I was going to say, it's the last one. It was the last one you applied for.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I applied to more than 3, but that's good.
Oh, you did?
It's good to know something that's coming soon. Yeah.
Or it could be the third interview.
Okay.
Right. Mm. So we have to let us know how that goes. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling in, and feel free to call in. We're on every Sunday, and if you want a private reading, remember that we can all be reached at the network of ChristianPsychics.com.
Okay, thanks so much.
Yes, you have a good night. Yeah, it was so weird, Susie, that you came up with that 3, because I was like, you know, it was so strong in my mind, and I was like, what is that? And then I thought, well, ask her how many jobs she's applied for. So I got with you, Ellen, too, that it wasn't the first one. You know, or
yeah,
it
there's
wasn't
something about that job I just didn't really like. It didn't resonate.
Right. As soon as she said micromanaging, I knew exactly that was it. You know, that was it. I was like, yes. You know, I got the yes, micromanagement. So let's go on to our next caller, which is going to be. Is that okay with you guys? Ready to go on to the next caller?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so the next caller is going to be 337 area code. 337, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Good, hi. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chamblin. I'm calling from Louisiana.
Oh,
hi.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
So do you have a question for us, Pamela?
Yeah, I was calling because I've been having some vivid dreams lately, and I've been dreaming about a lot of 9, 90, and 9. And then yesterday when I was in meditation, I heard from a friend I haven't heard from in a long time, and it was a good call. I mean, I was deep in meditation, and this person just popped up out of the blue. So I just wanted to just see if Spirit had a message for me.
Wow, 9, 9, 9.
Hmm.
I
was getting that you need to be finding magic in the little things that are going on around you. I think you're not taking notice of some of the things that are happening around you. That little wake-up thing that happened to you is an indicator to be more focused around. There's something going on right in your own home that you're not spiritually. that you're not connecting with. Either your guide is right there. Are you connecting directly to your guide?
I'm assuming so. Because whenever I go into meditation, I just surround myself with the light and love, and I just ask God to just fill me with the information that I need. But I haven't been alarmed to anything going on in the house. It's just that I have a lot of changes going on around me.
Okay. I'm going to step back and let you talk to Ellen, and while she's talking to you, I'll try to see if I get something clear.
Oh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello? Hi. Okay, well, I'm just going to check with something, because there's something about the number 9, and, you know, to me, like, with numerology is a type of numerology. It's sort of like number 9s remind me of balloons.
Okay.
And it seems like you're very grounded with your head with the angels and stuff. It's just that I'm wondering how far you are going with it, because usually with 9s, it's an individual with a life plan, and you can overcome a lot. And for some reason, you know, you're picked. Hello?
You said I was picked?
Yeah, that, you know, you are a natural leader and humanitarian, and you're very generous. But sometimes when you get into, sometimes they say, like, you know, generosity doesn't necessarily mean money. It can also mean giving of yourself.
Right.
And sometimes you give yourself, I mean, you help people so much and you give so much, you forget to reload.
Exactly. I mean, you're hitting on, now you're hitting the nail on the head, because that's exactly what I'm going through right now. And I find myself having to get away from everyone sometimes just to kind of recharge.
Is it great sadness that you're having?
Well, it's not sadness, because I had someone pick up on this. What it is, my baby girl, which is my second born, she's moved out and she's on her own. And I'm kind of experiencing that thing when the children leave the home, because my first son went to college years ago and I felt it first. But this time it's fresh because my daughter just left. So that's what I'm kind of dealing with.
I just feel like I'm getting something, maybe this little thing that that they were talking about, are you're not appreciating what you have. Because you're just looking outside instead of just directly where you are, and that's causing you that discord. Because I feel like they're saying sadness and a time to heal, and forgiveness to me. You know, they're saying all those words to me, and what I think. Maybe it's some of, you know, of what you've been through in your life. You know, as you release a child, you know, it causes reflection. And just remember that you did everything the way that you knew how, and really be in. They're saying forgiveness of yourself and to heal. You know, and it doesn't mean that you just. Go ahead.
Can I ask something? Because this has been coming up a lot. I'm just wondering. I've been doing a lot of energy work, and I ask that frequencies that no longer serve me to leave me. And
yes.
And you know what? This, what you're saying, has been coming up a lot. Do you think that that's what's going on? Because I've been doing a lot of energy clearing, meditations, kind of like bringing in the positive energy.
Excellent.
And maybe the old energy is leaving me?
They're confirming some of it is that. Some of it is release. But there's something, there's more that you're going to have to do more releasing. Actually, I see by, I feel like you're going to go through like 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks are going to be difficult for you. Just like you said, know that you're releasing. Address it just like that. You know, I realize I'm having this emotion. I release it. I ask that the light transmute it, and it has served me, and I no longer need it. And, you know, just be that clear about it and just let it go, because I feel like you're coming into a wave of and what the other thing is, one of the callers today said, one of the first callers, about gratitude, and mm-hmm. you need in that gratitude. And I think that's the little things around the house that you need to start being in gratitude of, all the things, the curtains, the knickknacks, whatever they are that bring you true joy. And
okay.
And that will also help that release. Be in that gratitude. I'm going to pass you on to Susie B, because I got that information and I just wanted to kind of share it.
Okay. Thank you.
Susie, are you there?
Yes. The message that I'm getting is that you have some negative or fear-based thoughts. And this is the first thing I got when you were saying the number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something that you're having fear of, and that's what where this is coming from. That's the message that I'm getting for the 9s.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Well, I'm looking at it right now on the Google. And it's just talking about endings and completions. Because in my soul, because I've been listening to all three of you guys speak,
mm-hmm.
I just really feel like these changes I've been going through, it's kind of like a cycle. It's like I've been doing energy work, releasing
right.
the old, a lot of old energy that's been right. with me since I was a child. And
fears, all of the fears.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's like it for some reason it's coming up. It's just, I guess it's coming up for it to get away, to burn off completely.
Right.
And,
it is. You're definitely clearing, and that's and so the clearings can range in, you know, in levels. So I think you're on. I think what you want to do is just some real self-loving. You know, and that will help the clearing go through a little bit easier. And if you do feel sadness, just release it. You know, say, you know, I honor that I feel sadness. I release this to be transmuted. It has served me, and I no longer need it.
Okay.
And that will help that, whatever different levels that are, because like you said, there's a lot going on. And there is some forgiveness and that you need to be doing for yourself. So I'll let you go to Ellen, because I think I interrupted Ellen.
I just said it was a cleansing.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And also, you know, Louisiana is one of the most, well, quote-unquote, magical places in the United States. It's seeped in history.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of this you could be just real from the land. So you're getting a lot of this cleansing out and the good that, you know, you're trying to get in. And 9s do that.
And, you know, yesterday I had a phone call from a friend, and he and I had a falling out a year ago. And
mm-hmm.
it brought a lot. Last year was horrible for me. The 2012, mm-hmm. oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized what was happening. It was kind of like out with that old energy that was no longer serving me, but it was difficult because it was like it all came at me at one time. And in the midst of it, he and I fell out. And then yesterday when I was in the middle of meditation, he called. And I was at peace. It just feels like the only word I can use to describe how I feel now compared to last year is kind of like not the word transmuting. It's different. It's almost like a renewal or something. I'm
mm-hmm.
not even the same spiritually I was a year ago.
It's expansion. You're expanding. It's
okay.
What you want to transmuting is to eliminate it or have it dissipate.
Okay.
What you're doing is you're cleansing and expanding, and as you release that stuff, it makes room for new light to come in, and that's why you're having that sense of, you know, peace or calmness in between, and then you're having the upheaval. I really feel like you're doing really good, and just be really self-loving is what they keep telling me that. Be self-loving and forgiving, and notice the things. You might even do a gratitude journal, because they've said it again. The little things around your house are something, you know, you're not connecting with the things that you love, that you own, or, and not that, you know, you're in spirituality, you're materialistic, but there are things that bring us joy that are of material possession, you know, and that's what there will help you lift a little bit.
I think what, because you're hitting the nail on the head, now I see it, it's almost like, it seems like hurdles. I think with me, it's almost like, well, I have days where I'm just totally in gratitude, and then 2 or 3 days later, work calls, duty calls, everything calls, and then I get caught up in the matrix, so to speak, and then I have to, a couple of days later, after being caught up in the matrix and work and all that, I got to get back into my spiritual self. So that's what I've been trying to balance.
Yeah. You're doing good, they're saying. They're saying that you're doing good, but you, it's about staying level.
Okay.
And I think you're going to, I'm hoping that it's not, you know, the next 2 weeks isn't that grueling, and you'll have to let me know. But I think you're going to do you're going to have some big clearings in,
You think the clearings are coming up like that because I have a birthday coming up?
I don't know. I think everybody is cleansing to a degree. I think by June 1st, you're going to be at a place where you're going to be at that higher level of peace that you've been working towards. And you'll be a lot less variable in your emotion. You know, you'll have less hurdles. It'll kind
of.
Okay?
Okay. Well, I thank you so much.
We're very glad that you called in, and that's perfect leading into, I'm going to let you go, Pam. Thank you. I'm going to, I did a channeling, and it's kind of similar on Pam's, topic, and so it kind of opens up a quick little door for me to share the channeling, and there's about 16 minutes left of the show, and if anybody in the queue would like a reading, you have to raise your hand, and I just keep saying that because some people are just listening, and I just...
Or you want to say, press there one.
Yes, you want to press 1 if you want a reading, because otherwise I'm not picking up on your number. So, and, you know, some people are just listening. So, but I would like to share my this week's channeling. And so is that all right, guys? You ready for this?
I would welcome that.
Okay, great. It goes, greetings. I am Mikhail Zadok, the High Holy Priest of God. My dearest beloved child of God, we honor you that you are still strong in sharing of your light. The second solar eclipse has occurred and brought new activations of the Christed energy, the glory of God in Christians' awakening, and the Christed downloads to bring vibrational energy of divine love has transpired. The dramatic impact felt shall bring forth enlightenment and consciousness and unity and oneness. We see your difficulty expecting instant expansion of your entire complex world. Release how ascension is to be seen. And just know by being God's light, you bring God's light. We could not bring an instantaneous expansion into your world where free will is to be honored. Choice without coercion or manipulation, we are to assist and not force any agenda. You bring forth the will for more light. Each light worker brings forth more light. Healing and helping others, works of kindness bring forth the expansion. As Gaia calls forth her healing and raising in her vibrational energy, so it raises all life. The low energy and darkness are persistent and resilient in their belief of omnipresence. They will cause their own manifestation of elimination or subsequent conversion. Your planet, already anchored in the divine light, is causing great change. Remain in faith that this is all transpiring. We see the pockets of resistance and we work as we are allowed to help with the ascension. You perceived you are stopped and not moving forward on a flat plane of existence. However, this is not true. You are the fierce forward motion of a freight train, going at such a speed you feel as still. Your forward motion cannot be stopped, as the speed will continue even if you apply brakes. You will get much resistance. You have choice to struggle and resist, but I say to you, release the brakes and enjoy the ride. Just as you do not see Gaia in her rotation, yet she moves her celestial body effortlessly. You cannot see how far we have come in a few short months. You can only see Gaia's new light from the heaven. You do not see the Christed grid that anchored and new dimensional light to your world. The mustard seed has become a bush and soon will be a tree. It must still grow, and with all growth, there will be some pain in expansion, but we will clear with good intention, knowing that the blessings are available through faith and thought and manifestation. You face another solar eclipse and clearing. It may bring some extreme frustrating hardships from past life experiences needing clearing. Try only to focus on the now. In the now, meaning what does it mean right now? Can I release this? I am still alive and I can pretend this hurts me or that this opportunity is to learn from. This is the universe allowing something better through change. Do not get caught in the fear of what ifs or I can't or I won't. Release and experience differently so you can grow in new happiness, beloved. When, you are silly, my beloved child of God, Jay. Time is an earth construct or perception. You are correct thinking of time in the use of your physical form, but there is only perfect time in eternity, and all will transpire according to its perfect time. In earth time, you are seeing changes already. I give you new global change, as you ask, within 5 human years. Integration and awakening and technology and discovery of hidden truths about other civilizations and of hidden discoveries must proceed on a perfect course that will bring forth true change without mass chaos. I leave you now, beloved child of God. I ask that you stay in the now. When you are not in the now, what is that? Asking when is not in the now. Be true, be the true light, and stay in the now. The better all light workers, and you stay in divine love and the ability for increased pace of expansion into ascension will take place. We are very happy with your freight train movement forward. Enjoy the ride, the now, my beloved child of God, Melchizedek. Sorry about the little confusion, but that's it.
Well, I knew that that was going to be what the message was as far as being in the now instead of asking when.
Yeah, because I've been in the reason why that said that is because I am always going when, because,
mm-hmm.
I want to know when. You know,
yes,
I mean,
we all do. It's just a natural part of our humanness.
I know, and they, you know, the word soon or, you know, those don't.
Oh, no. Did we lose Jay or did you lose me?
I don't know, did we?
Oh, we must have lost Jay.
Uh-oh. Well, that was certainly in the now.
Yes, it was. The now of live radio.
I know, right?
Well, in our humanness, though, we do want to know timing. And, of course, we know that our timing and divine's timing is not the same.
Never is.
So, yeah, we really just like to know if what our goal is coming to us soon. And that's very, very hard for us to not ask that. So,
I agree.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, I cut off. It's so weird that, you know, I've got bars and everything, so I don't know what happened, but. Yeah, I agree. Besides asking when, I want to know, you know, I try to ask the difficult questions because I want to know stuff like who is going to be afforded the knowledge of new technology? How do you get on that freight train of knowledge? You know, I want to know, you know, I'm one of those difficult
Well, the thing is that the gifts are gifted to certain people that divine, you know, is in their divine will. And, it's who gets to possess that particular gift is, you know, we all could even wonder why. You know, why couldn't it have been me? Well, divine has something different, a different path for you. Yes, it would be lovely to know, to have the endless knowledge. And I'm hoping that someday we will be able to have that ability to have the endless knowledge just at the train of a thought.
Right. Well,
and a will.
I mean, eventually we are going to be telepathically communicating that easily. And at that time, I guess is my understanding, is that at that time they will be having a better understanding of what actually time and space is where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our guides or our angels, you know, that are coming forth. So what are you thinking, Ellen?
Well, I was just thinking about how, I don't know, time is so endless, and time nobody seems to have enough of, and how, you know, just time moves just between humans, much less humans and divine, and what can be like an endless year for humans is like a half a second for heaven.
Right.
And sometimes even with our readings, you know, people want to know when also, which is why we give a framework, because heaven moves as heaven moves.
Right.
Right.
Well, it's funny that was the other thing that I got out of it, is that actually heaven moves in perfect time, and we are on a human scale of time, so it's complete, you know, which I knew it was different anyways, but it's interesting that it's proceeding in perfect time. So as much as we think we are altering all of this stuff, or it's moving, you know, in divine timing. So it's a hard concept to understand.
Yeah, especially because unfortunately, we all seem to be in the now thing. We want it now.
I think what they're saying about in the now is don't be thinking of the future and be in the present. Right now is all we have. And
right now is all we have control over, and things, as we do know, change on a dime. We could have a plan in place, and that plan changed 10 times before it could get executed. So, you know, that's all we have is the now, for sure.
Yes, exactly. And and I think we did a great show now.
Yes, we did.
It was a good show. I we had some really interesting calls, and I think we helped a bunch of people, and I thank you guys for being such great co-hosts.
And I want to send out all the love to our callers, and I truly pray that everyone is divinely enlightened on their path in which they're supposed to be traveling. And I especially want to send that out to Roland's sister, Ronnie, and I am hoping and praying for that divine light to shine on her path to guide her way, that she may travel it very smoothly and know that she's doing the right thing and she'll be in peace.
Mm-hmm.
And for our other callers.
Of course, for all the callers to be enlightened on their divine path, especially those callers that are having those difficult times and do need the divine light to be shed on their path and be guided.
And having those medical problems, I'll try to see if I can't get a channeling on why people are going through these medical problems, because it's happening not just to everybody, it's happening a lot to people that are enlightened. But I want to thank you guys. There's 90 seconds left, and I want to remind everybody, if you would like a private reading, remember that you can reach any one of us at thenetworkofchristianpsychics.com. Thanks, guys. I will talk to you all soon.
All right. Night, everyone.
Night.
Night.